Good morning, beautiful people. It's Nate Max here for another Nate Max Live. You can find me on Telegram under Nate Max Human Alliance or podcast Nate Max TV, BitChute, Nate Max TV, or my global platform www.innate-awareness.com. Well, seems like the whole narrative is falling apart. Worldwide. It seems like consciousness has shifted worldwide. We're seeing pushbacks in every country, not just on the ground, but on a physical and spiritual level. The realization is here that we can cure viral infections, the common cold, the flu, by simply taking a multitude of simple, cheap, available drugs, hydroxychloroquine, CDS, MMS, magic mineral solution, ivermectin, zinc and B vitamins and vitamin C, which is what people should be taking a couple of times a year anyway to treat themselves of parasites and worms and other viral infections which happen in the human body when you have a toxic overload. Now, if our health and medical system actually cared about us and was not a depopulation system, we would have these things in every household. In El Salvador, they've just given out a care package to every single person in their country which has these items in it, which is what every country on the planet should do. They should pay for and distribute MMS, CDS, CBD, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, B vitamins and vitamin C. It should be a care package that could be sent to every single house cheaply and effectively. And if you have symptoms, you simply stay home. You take the multi-drug sequence approach and within 5 hours, you are better. End of story. End of the vaccines. End of lockdowns. End of social distancing. End of travel closures. Get rid of the borders. Open your businesses back to work and healthier than we've ever been. There is no excuse anymore. This is fraud. This is treason. This is the New World Order showing themselves and who they are. And thank you so much for showing us who the parasites are. Thank you to all you celebrities and actors and movie stars out there who so obviously went out and promoted vaccines, lockdowns and all the other heinous garbage. Thank you. We know who you are now. We know who needs to be trialed and to put in prison. You parasites. You sold us out. You've always sold us out, but now you've told us who you are. So thank you so much to the politicians, to the CEOs, to the vaccine companies, to the TGA, to the CDC, all these so-called organizations which are here to help human beings. It's made all humans realize that we can do this ourselves. We don't need government or governance. We can work together for a healthy, happy, high-vibe planet without parasitical leaders telling us what to do. All these presidents and prime ministers, it is time they go. And this is what's going to happen. The cat is out of the bag. The military is waking up. The police are waking up. People are getting sick, dead and dying all over the planet from these vaccines. And you cannot hide it any longer. So this has actually been the best thing ever for the truth movement and for the awakening process happening on Earth. When you lose your health, everything else goes in the bin. So this has been the biggest awakening ever in humankind. And yes, unfortunately, a lot of people have died and a lot more people are going to die, but it's only going to shine the light on what's happening furthermore. So this is all divined. We can see now the divine plan, how it's playing out. Vindication for the truth seekers. Awareness for those who have been sitting on the fence. And awareness for those who have been hurt, maimed, and injured by these vaccines. Awareness has spread. The global meditations in the last 3 weeks that we've done has made a massive impact on a global level. It's obvious. The energy has shifted and it started shifting after the first meditation. Now, what did I say? Global meditation works. people are now pulling back from buying in to the narrative. They're doing them. They're going inwards. They're looking into health. They're looking into solutions. They're working out what ways they can help the planet while they're helping themselves. This is the most important thing when it comes to evolution, looking after thyself. Your cup must be full and overflowing before you can truly help others. And to truly help others, what do you need to do? Raise your internal frequency. Be that inspiration of light, love, truth, happiness, power, strength, unity. Someone who says things and follows it up. A person who takes his actions on all levels. Very simple, right? Every single interaction you have in your daily life is a chance to express who you are. It's a chance to show your energy. Just by being. When you're embodied and you're being, you don't need to do anything because you're already doing everything. This is an individual journey. Ultimately, we are on our own. Ultimately, your evolution is your own. A lot of people have kids and they get married and things like that and they give their lives away. It becomes about the kids, the family, and they forget their own spiritual evolution, which is not good. You're here to birth children. You're here to bring kids into this world and to have partners, but not to forget your own evolutionary process. If every person is sovereign, which is where we're heading to now, there can be no governments. We can not be controlled by anything, not the banking sector, the military, or anything, because none of these things exist because everyone is sovereign. The military is waking up. The police are waking up. They know what's going on. The doctors are seeing all the people getting damaged by the vaccines. And if they don't stop, they will too be put in prison for crimes against humanity. You can't tell me if you're a doctor and you have people call you back and say, I'm fucked from the vaccine, time and time again, day in, day out. And don't forget, this has been going on for 50 years. The vaccines have been decimating the world's population for the last 50 years, and doctors have been seeing this, yet they've been still prescribing them, still injecting people, watching the millions and millions of kids come back after their 18-month MMR vaccine with autism. The doctors know they are the enemy right now. The mainstream news and the doctors are the ones injecting people. And the mainstream news is the ones perpetuating the lies and disinformation. Without the mainstream news, there would never have been a pandemic. There would never have been a lockdown. The mainstream news is in bed with the pharmaceutical industries who run and control the TGA and the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations, which are funded, controlled, and owned by the Rockefellers and China. That's how it works. That's why every facet of this thing is stitched up from the top down. That's why so many people are being tight-lipped because they're being paid. Where is your line in the sand? That's all it boils down to. Is your line in the sand? I need to travel, so I need to get the vaccine. That just shows you're stupid, you're ignorant, and you're part of the problem. That's your line in the sand. It's not a very far line in the sand. You're a sellout. You would poison yourself to go traveling when there's no real traveling happening anytime soon. We will travel again once we get rid of the vaccine passports and all these corrupt politicians, which is happening right now. There is a purge going on. It's so obvious, the dumbest of dumb people can see it. Is your line in the sand? Oh, I'll lose my job. That's okay. Lose your job. Everyone else is losing their job. And we'll rebuild the world soon. Don't worry. A little bit of pressure helps other people to wake up too. Take away a few of your possessions and your items, let you fall behind on your mortgage. Maybe you'll think about what's important in your life. Consciousness, awareness, love, community, family, helping thy neighbor, looking after your friends and family. That's what's damn important. Every other debt you have on this planet is imaginary except showing up for your friends and family and Mother Earth. That is it. That's the only debt you have, to show up for other humans and show up for yourself. And we wonder why these kids in Africa who have nothing are happy. It's because they're connected spiritually to their tribes, to their friends, to their families, to Mother Nature, to the seasons. These possessions we have in the Western world possess us. Then we get caught in the process of false material pride, fame and glamour. Trying to be like the Joneses, keeping up with the neighbors, having the 2.1 kids, the car and the house, the mortgage and going to work and fitting in as best we can. Oh, I want to fit in with this pack of losers. Oh, I want to be part of this cult. I want to have this car and this house and this area because that will make me cool. But I'll be miserable. I'll be spiritually depleted. I won't be connected to God and Mother Earth. I'll be connected to money and technology and materialism. Now we can start to see why this reset is so important for so many people. Yeah, the billionaires are getting more billions. Big deal. They've always had billions, whatever. They're going to have to wake up too. And their money is going to be used to create a better world. That's what's going to happen, ultimately. Because the people are going to say no. The people are not going to allow companies to have trillions of dollars, yet their employees are slaves. It will not be allowed because sovereign people will go, we're not going to go to work and your business will fall apart, or you can pay us properly and you can use that money to fix the damage you've caused to Mother Earth. We will not allow plastic bags and plastic bottles to be created anymore. We will say, we're not going to buy them. Make them out of plants, make them out of hemp, make them recyclable. Simple things that we can do. And we can force the hand of Saruman to do it for us because ultimately we are the 99% and we're waking up. And the people who aren't waking up will be damaged, they'll be injured by vaccines, or they'll be dead. So ultimately things are heading in the right direction. When you pull yourself out of your local area and your country and you look at the top-down approach, the bird's eye view, every single country on the planet is awakening. And you don't need the whole entire country to be awake. You just need a small percentage of the people to be awake because they're the ones who are the way showers. They're the ones who pass the legislation, who create the petitions, the ones who band the people together, and all the rest just follow. You only need 5% of the world's population to be awake to start a revolution. And we are well past that. That's why they are censoring the internet, censoring Google, deleting people off social media. That's why they are pushing the mainstream news narrative of lies 24 hours a day. That's why they delete the comment boxes, because they cannot even have a comment box on any of the major channels anymore because thousands of people smash the comments to bits and they have to delete them. That's where we're at. The dam has broken. There are cracks everywhere and the water is spilling out and this cannot be contained. You cannot put sticky tape and band-aids on this problem anymore. The awakening is here, and all we have to do is speak our truth, walk our truth, and inspire those around us to be the best versions of themselves. Do not hide. Do not have fear. Do not buy into this narrative of fear. Fear only exists in the mind of the feeble, and fear only exists in the mind. You have two options, to live from fear and anxiety or to live from love and faith. That's your choice in every single interaction you have on this planet. You're in Earth school, remember. This is Earth school. This is where you came to be schooled, to learn, where if you learn the lessons, you leave quarantine. That's why there's a firmament here. It's because we're quarantined. We're kids in a children's playpen. We're learning. We're growing. We're learning the simple things, how to live with each other again in community. That's one of the big things. That's one of the things that Deep State does not want you to do, to band together with other friends and family and buy land and live together and grow food and school your own kids, build your own tools, teach your stories, pass on your medicine, have ceremony and connection to land, to Mother Earth. The system hates community. It wants to destroy community. And that's why it spent the last three generations killing off strong cultures, dividing up different races, attacking the First Nations people, killing off different languages, disconnecting us from nature, cutting down our environment. This is all part of the plan, but it's not gone. It's still here, and we are still here. The human soul only needs one piece of good news every now and then, and it will elevate for months on end. That's why when you see these new politicians who are going after Gladys Spree and all these people, we see one news post and we are psyched and we are motivated and our spirit and our soul expands. You cannot put this cat back in the bag. We've been oppressed, poisoned, lied to, tricked for the last however long, 400 years, and look at us, we're rising up. Imagine we had strong leaders. Imagine we had truthful leaders. Imagine we were given good food and good medicines and good information. Imagine we weren't lied to and mind controlled 24 hours a day by the mainstream news and by our corrupt politicians. Imagine where we'd be now. We would have free energy. No one would be working. You'd work to keep the planet moving, but you wouldn't work a shitty job you didn't like in the first place. You wouldn't go to an indoctrination system. You'd go to Earth school. You get taught things that matter in life. This is the potential we have right now to steer the reins in the direction of a heavenly-like existence with good food, good people, good morals, no governance. We look after ourselves because we can do that. We can look after ourselves. We don't need parking meters, rangers, police officers going around bashing people, coercing people. We need rehabilitation. We need connection to nature, connection to land. We need original cultures passing on their message to us. We need re-education of the human beings. And it's here. It's on our doorstep. The only question is, are you going to go down in history as someone who made change, who created a new earth, who fought for Mother Earth and fought for the children coming through, the women on this earth? Or are you a fence sitter? Someone who has some money in their bank and in your pocket and you live a comfortable life, so you sit back on the fence because you don't want to lose your job or you don't want to lose your credibility in the public's eye. That person is called a sellout. If you're a fence sitter, if you're a person who remains quiet, you're a sellout. You're worse than the evil doing what the evil does, because at least the evil made a decision. If you're going to be evil, be good at it. I applaud you. Whatever you choose to do in this realm, do it well. And choose and be that what you are. Don't pretend to be something else when you're not. Don't sit on the fence and know stuff but not take action, because you're the real problem. This is a call out for all those people who are sitting on the fence. It's time to wake up. And what's stopping you? Oh, my parents might think of me this way. Oh, my family might banish me. Good. They're not your fucking family anyway. You know what's right. You know what's just. You know how the way the world works, yet you don't speak out. Why? This is your chance at evolution. This is why we're here at Earth School, to open your throat chakra, to speak your truth, to clear the dead wood, to get right with who you are, to step into your role. What is your role? What do you like? Who are you? What are you even doing here? Have you asked yourself those questions? What world do you want to create? Are you focusing on the problem or are you part of the solution? You choose, human being. Welcome to the biggest awakening ever in human history. The biggest divide, which will turn into the biggest unite. The cards have been laid on the table. The deep state, the New World Order, the Jesuits, the Zionists, Illuminati, the Masons, fucking whoever you want to call them. In fact, it's not even the deal of the Illuminati and the Masons anymore. It's so far beyond them. We're talking about the highest order here. We're talking about spiritual magic. We're talking about the five black priests, the ones who are nameless. We're not talking about Rockefellers and Rothschilds. We're talking way beyond that. This goes off-world. You're multidimensional. We are here to create heaven on earth. You are multidimensional. You have aspects of yourself which resides in other dimensional planes. And this is a tough reality. And we're heading into some tough times, but we're also about to head in to the great rebuilding of Earth, where we'll look back and we'll talk to our kids and our grandkids, and they'll say, "Granddad, tell us the story of the time when they used to fly planes and spray poisons and no one knew. Tell us the story about when they were trying to inject you with technology to turn you into a robot, Granddad. Tell us that story. Tell us the time when they were trying to ban fire and blame global warming for carbon emissions. Tell us about that craziness, Granddad. Tell us about the time when people didn't even know that they were God. I want to hear about this, Granddad. Tell me." It will be unperceivable in the future, the realm we have been living in for the last few generations. People will not even be able to imagine a reality of what we're living through right now. This is a tough time, and we're coming out of it. This is the awakening. This is a breaking down of Babylon and the rebirthing of something new. And every single one of you out there has an important role. Doesn't matter what age you are, where you live, what nationality you are. It is your God-given right to emit a frequency of love and to hold that. It is your God-given right to focus on a world that you want to create daily, nightly, minutely. Focus on that all the time. Do the inner work. Do the meditation. Raise the internal frequency. Detox your body and mind of the heavy metals and the technology. Walk through your trauma and breathe it out. Breathe out your trauma. Give it back to the earth. Connect to nature. Plant trees. Plant seeds in the minds of men and women. Wherever you go, you're a walking billboard, projecting your energy, projecting your truth, projecting your vitality. These are the things that you can do every day without lifting a finger. Being in the moment, trusting, having faith, praying. Prayer works. Meditation works. It's time to step up, humans. It's time to have no fear and remember who the fuck you really are. I want to send a big shout out to Michelle, who did a session with me last night. I'd picked up a couple of hitchhikers in my field, and I noticed it yesterday. I was actually recording myself, and I noticed one of my eyes went black. So thank you for removing the hitchhikers from me. If any of you are looking for a very powerful clearing and healing, I can guide you in the right direction. Big love to you all out there. This is Nate Max. Have a beautiful time. Aho matakwi asam.